Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The DC 33 strike is over. The city and the union have reached a new tentative three-year deal. Last night's storms triggered several tornado warnings, but the National Weather Service says no tornadoes touched down. At least 110 people in Texas are now confirmed dead in the flooding there. More than 160, though, still missing. Sports: Phils lost to the Giants on an inside-the-park homer in the ninth. We have mostly cloudy skies right now in Center City, 73 degrees. Feels like it's 82 because of the humidity, heading up to 90 with some thunderstorms this afternoon. It's Wednesday, July 9th. Good morning. I'm Carol McKenzie. Good news this morning. The strike is over. Philly's Blue Collar Workers Union and the city have reached a tentative deal on a new three-year contract. They reached it after a marathon bargaining session that stretched into this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in West Philly this morning with the latest on this. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, the strike ends after 8 days' worth of trash piled up all around the city. And the city and the union agreed to this three-year contract, but DC 33 President Greg Boulware was not jumping for joy when he left the building about 4 o'clock this morning.
Because I'm not happy or satisfied with the outcome.
Yeah, then why agree to this deal? Well, Boulware said there were a lot of factors involved and they did what they thought was in the best interest of the workers. He did not elaborate on what those factors were. He did not go into the terms of the deal. But Mayor Parker put out a statement saying if you include the 5% raise that DC 33 got in their one-year extension, then the workers are getting 14% in her first term in office. Boulware had been fighting for 20%. This had mostly been about the money here this entire time. He says workers will be back on the job as soon as today or as soon as they're able to. They still have to vote to officially approve this deal, Carol. Mayor Parker, she's expected to speak at City Hall and give more details at some point today.
All right. Thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in West Philly again.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.